Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. And a very good evening to all of you. I hope you're enjoying this somewhat rainy Saturday night. I have a very special program planned for you tonight. Tonight's program features two exciting works, the piano trio of Shostakovich and Richard Strauss's Ein Heldenleben, or A Hero's Life. And I'll be talking about each of those as we come to them in the program tonight. We will also hear one of Mozart's early symphonies and Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6. The Bach Concerto will be performed on period instruments. These are instruments as they existed when the music was composed. So stay tuned for this special program tonight and every Saturday night for your favorite classical music right here on KKRN. And please consider liking Intermountain Classics on Facebook. One of the features of Intermountain Classics is to announce upcoming local concerts, plays, and other cultural attractions in the Redding and Shasta County area. Here are this week's offerings. Shasta College presents an English language production of Smetana's wonderful folk opera, The Bartered Bride, beginning on January 28th. The opera features a marriage broker, a circus bear, and a young farm worker who sells his bride for 300 gold pieces. Performance will take place in the Shasta College Theater from Thursday through Saturday nights, January 28th, 29th, and 30th at 7 p.m., and on Sunday, January 31st at 3 p.m. And the following weekend, again on Friday and Saturday, February 5th and 6th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the door or online at shastacollege.edu. For information, call the Shasta College box office at 530-242-7573. The Shasta College Art Department and the O Street Gallery in downtown Redding come together to form a special exhibition of artworks by the Shasta College art students, beginning January 18th and running through March 18th. This exhibition highlights the creativity of the art students at Shasta College, as well as the quality and energy of the art department's programs. Included in the exhibit are paintings, sculptures, drawings, prints, photography, 2D and 3D designs, ceramics, glass, watercolors, and graphic design. A special reception will be held at the O Street Gallery from 6 to 8 p.m. on January 22nd. The O Street Gallery is located upstairs from the Oregon Street Antique Fair, the Oregon Street Antique Mall at 1261 Oregon Street in Redding. On January 30th and 31st, North State Symphony conductor Scott Seaton makes his saxophone debut in North State Symphony's Winter Chamber Music Concerts. Scott will both conduct and play The Creation of the World by Darius Milhaud. Also included will be some short encore-type pieces for violin and piano by Fritz Kreisler, Libby Larson, and Bela Bartok, as performed by North State Symphony Concertmaster Terry Bond and pianist Alexander Tutanov, and a trio by Belarusian composer Lev Abelovich. Concerts take place on Sunday, January 31st at 4 p.m. at Old City Hall, 1313 Market Street in Reading, and on Saturday, January 30th at 7:30 p.m. at Roland Taylor Recital Hall on the Cal State Chico campus. For more information, go to northstatesymphony.org or call 530-898-5984. And looking a little bit further forward into the spring, Shasta College is producing the classic comedy As You Like It by William Shakespeare. As You Like It follows its heroine Rosalind as she flees persecution in her uncle's court, accompanied by her cousin Celia to find safety and eventually love in the Forest of Arden. Performance dates are March 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. All shows start at 7 p.m., except for the 13th, which is a matinee at 2 p.m. For more information, call 530-242-2369 or visit shastacollege.edu/theater. And a very good evening to all of you on this rainy Saturday evening. My name is Tom Diskin, and I am your host, as usual, every Saturday night on Intermountain Classics. And I'm very happy to be with you tonight. We're going to begin our program with a Brandenburg Concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach. This is the final concerto in the series of six, and it's in the key of B-flat major. Bach was a German composer, organist, harpsichordist, violist, and violinist of the Baroque period. A very talented guy, for sure. His music is revered for its intellectual depth, technical command, and artistic beauty. The Brandenburg Concertos are a collection of six instrumental works presented by Bach to Christian Ludwig, Margrave of Brandenburg-Schwedt, in 1721. This concerto is the last of the set, and its instrumentation is unique in that it uses a pair of concertante violins, as well as two violas, two viola da gambas, cello, and bass. So here now is the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment performing Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6 in B-flat major. And in this performance, it will be performed on period instruments. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening tonight. The Bach-Brandenburg Concerti are perhaps some of the best-known works of Johann Sebastian Bach. The sixth concerto, which we've just heard, features some unusual instruments, most notably the viola da gamba, which is similar to the cello in that it is held between the legs, but comes in a variety of sizes and is a six-string fretted instrument. Dmitri Shostakovich was a Soviet-Russian composer and pianist and a prominent figure of 20th-century music. He was influenced by both Sergei Prokofiev and Igor Stravinsky. As a result, Shostakovich developed a hybrid style exemplifying the neoclassical style of Stravinsky as well as the post-romanticism of Gustav Mahler. Sharp contrasts and elements of the grotesque characterize much of this music. The Piano Trio No. 2 in E minor, Opus 67, was written in 1944 in the midst of World War II. The composition was dedicated to Shostakovich's good friend Ivan Solartinsky, a Russian polymath and avid musician who had recently died at age 41. We now hear Mark Peskinoff violin, Eugene Osaji cello, and Pamela Miapal piano, performing the Shostakovich Piano Trio No. 2 in E minor, Opus 67.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. We've just heard a magnificent performance of Dmitri Shostakovich's piano trio. We've heard violinist Mark Peskinov, cellist Eugene Osanachi, and pianist Pamela Miapal performing this beautiful trio. The trio, composed in 1944, was dedicated to Shostakovich's good friend Ivan Solartinsky, who was a Russian polymath and avid musician, and who had recently died at the age of 41 when Shostakovich wrote this beautiful trio. Stay tuned for more music on Intermountain Classics. The second hour of our program is going to feature the music of Mozart and Richard Strauss.